Hi, this is Matt, and you're listening to A Second Helping of Hannibal. You're about to listen to the second part of our recap of the series finale, The Wrath of the Lamb. So if you haven't heard the first part of the discussion yet, you can find it in our previous episode. And after this, as usual, we'll be having a third conversation about our rewatch. Okay, enjoy.
So after Will has threatened Bedelia that Hannibal may be coming to eat her and kill her, we get this reverse shot of Chilton being set on fire. It's very terrifying, actually. It's really disturbing and creepy. And then we get Chilton, which, by the way, the reverse shot is, of course, reminiscent of Will's recreations, right? He's not actually doing a recreation here, but we have, this is a crime that was committed that Will knows about, right? And he doesn't know about it through actually doing a recreation. He knows about it because he created it. And that's why we're not seeing this recreation in Will's mind.
Oh, that's great. I hadn't thought of that. I had thought something else about this too. Knowing what happens in this scene, what's going to happen in this scene, and the power Chilton is going to show at last, there's a sense here, too, of him being restored to his fullness. We know he's burned and we know he's damaged, but we get a look of, we go in reverse and see him intact. And I think that's a way of saying we are seeing Chilton at full power here, even though he is going to be physically compromised when we see him in this scene, you know?
He's in a hyperbaric chamber, again, like Georgia Madsen. He's being saved from being burned in the hyperbaric chamber. She, of course, was burned to death in the hyperbaric chamber.
Well, but there's no way of denying that association.
Yes.
And that he seems to be in this vulnerable position because we know he can be killed in here just like she was, which is going to make the contrasting control he takes of this situation even more remarkable, I think.
Agreed. Alana walks in. Chilton says, "Dr. Bloom, you finally broke down and came to visit. Your face did not change at all when you first looked at me." And I think Chilton starts this conversation right off by saying,